Thank you for tuning in to the Mindful Babes podcast. I'm your host, Valerie Adams, mindset coach, entrepreneur, and manifestation enthusiast. I am obsessed with supporting you in living the life of your dreams. Each week, I'll be providing you with a quick bite of mind food so you can live the life that you were put on this planet to live. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Let's dive in. Thank you so much for joining the Mindful Babes podcast. I am so excited for what we are going to talk about today. And this really came from a message that I received when I was talking with my client. My client and I, we were doing a private call, and she shared with me a really big limiting belief that she has around dating. And what that limiting belief was is that someone else is better than her. She feared that when she starts dating a guy and really liking him, that he's going to choose someone else. As we know, with online dating, with dating apps, we have the ability to connect with many people. We have the ability to do filters, be talking to multiple people at once. It can feel like a numbers game sometimes. And what I can also say is that most people who are on the apps that I know of, most of the women, even men who I've spoken with, they don't want to be on the apps forever. They are more than open to being off of them. In fact, they want to date with a frequency, a speed, so that they can meet that person and then hop off and be in a committed relationship. That's typically the vision. Of course, there's a range of characters who are on dating apps, so not everyone has that same intention. However, the more people you connect with, the more people you match with, the more people you talk with, the more people you actually leave your house and meet in person and connect in person, the higher the likelihood that you will meet someone who you're compatible with and date and get into a committed relationship, all the things. So online dating apps, they are a tool. It's an opportunity multiplier. Men today are less likely to approach women, you know, when they meet in person for a number of reasons: confidence or lack of confidence, fear of rejection, especially everything that has been going on, a lot of the Me Too stuff. You know, men are hesitant. They're not as likely to approach you as they used to be. So what I advise my clients to do is to get more opportunity, expand their opportunity, and be on dating apps. And when you're in that energy of, sure, I'm going to be on these apps, I'm open to meeting whoever, however, I trust that the universe is bringing my person to me every single day, he's getting closer and closer. It's not saying that you're for sure going to meet that person on the apps. You're in that energy. It's an abundant energy. You could be on the dating apps like I was and then end up meeting your person organically. It's because you're sending that message to the universe that you're open to every possibility and you're trusting that that person's going to come to you in the perfect way. That's when the universe surprises you and has it be in a way that you don't even expect. So we get in this mindset where we're on the dating apps that, oh my gosh, everyone's going to ask how we met. I'm going to have to say Bumble. I'll say Hinge, Tinder, whatever. And that's not necessarily the case. Just because you're on the apps and you're open to meeting someone on the apps does not mean that that will be your person. You could be on the apps and have a date planned with one guy, and then you walk into Starbucks and boom, you meet your person. You meet your soulmate. Like, you never know how it's going to happen. You just need to have that vision and be taking action from the place of your vision, not fear. We always want to take action toward what we want rather than what we're trying to get away from. So think about your why. If you are dating right now, which please let me know if you are, if you are dating, I want you to really think about your why. So why are you on the apps? Is it because you don't want to be single? You don't want to end up alone with 12 cats? You don't want to not have a kiss for New Year's Eve? Are you thinking about the things you don't want and you're on these dating apps out of fear? Or are you living in a vision, a possibility? Are you saying, wow, there are so many amazing men in my city, and I know that this is an opportunity expander, an opportunity multiplier for me to meet this person, right? And if I'm on an app, I can connect to many more men, and that increases the likelihood of me meeting my person. I'm so grateful that a tool like this exists and that it's so commonplace and that so many people are on it. Is that your drive, right? Or is it what you're scared of? So really thinking about your why. So back to my client, she will go on dates and she gets scared, you know, before the dates thinking, oh my gosh, you know, he's probably dating like 12 other women. And why would he choose me? Why am I special enough? I don't think I'm special enough. Right. So of course he probably is talking to multiple women, as are you, right? You're doing the same thing and he's looking for that one person. So when we have that mindset, we think like, oh my God, he's looking for the one person. And guess what? So are you. You're also looking for that one person. So just as much as he's trying to figure out if you're a fit for him, you're figuring out if he's a fit for you. And I've been in this place as a woman, as a previously single woman, where I thought, oh my gosh, I'm like going on an audition right now. Every date felt like a freaking audition. And I was like, I gotta bring my A game. Like I'm gonna walk away from the date with him liking me. And I treated it like a job interview for a job that I really wanted. And what happens when you go in with that mindset, not only are you giving your power away to the other person, what you're also doing is you are like making yourself convinced that this is the right job for you, the right man for you. Right? When you don't even know, you just become so obsessed with winning and being chosen that you're not even connected to your vision and your heart. Like, is this person right for you? And then when you go in with that mindset, it could work. And, you know, he chooses you and then you get into a relationship with him. But guess what? If you started by really trying to impress him and like pulling out all the stops, then you're going to have to keep that up. Going to be an audition and you are going to be exhausted. And I'm telling you this because I've been in that position before. That is how I ended up in a relationship for over a year and a half, where I was freaking exhausted the whole time because I was constantly auditioning. So that is tiring. And not only that, but I noticed when I personally would go on dates thinking I need to impress, then it's like, I wasn't even interested in these guys. And I would come home after dates so exhausted and I would put so much pressure on, is he going to follow up with me? Am I going to hear from him? Not even evaluating like, hey, Valerie, did you enjoy your time with him? Did you like him? Do you see potential in him? Do you see a future with him? Can you guys combine lives? Like, would that make sense? Like, I didn't even stop to think that because I was so obsessed with being chosen and being the best. And here's the thing, there's no one size fits all. So think of like the most beautiful woman in the world who you can think of. So I'm going to say Beyonce, right? She's not everyone's type. Is she beautiful? Is she a goddess? Is she powerful? Is she the definition of femininity and a boss babe and a visionary? Yeah. Is she many men's dream woman? Heck yes. I can tell you so many men who are like, she's a queen, she's my dream woman. And I can also name many men who would say, she is so beautiful and she's not for me. Does that make Beyonce any less incredible? No. So I'm telling you, there's no universal woman for every man. And that's why you date. That's why you go on these dates, because there's not a universal man for you. You have just as much choice here. Just because he asked you out, just because he is paying for the date, just because he is getting to know you, does not mean that your preference and what you want and your vision matters any less. It matters. So with my client, we really got to the bottom of this. We really were talking about, you know, where this comes from. And we really looked at her mindset going into dates. And it really took me back. The reason why this call in particular was like really like, whoa, for me, was because it took me back to how I was before I really did this work on myself. And this client, she's having the breakthrough, she's doing the work, and she's shifting away from these beliefs that she's had for like 15 years. But it really wasn't until I did the work that I got it. And I remember thinking every single day, like being so nervous, like it was a job interview for a job that I really wanted. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope he likes me. Also, it's like, we don't know exactly who these people are. Let's say you're meeting someone for the first time off of an app. we've already created a story about them. Men and women do this. It's human nature. So we see pictures of bio, you know, there's messages exchange, maybe a phone call. And we've created this person in our mind and created expectations around them. So we've decided, you know, how they are. And then we get to the date and they're not even what we expected. And if you're walking in with this mindset of oh my God, I hope he likes me. Like, even though that's not what you want to come off as, even though you're not saying those words, that energy is going to come off. Men can see when a woman isn't relaxed on dates, right? And that used to be me. I felt like I was like, oh my gosh, I need to like really make it worth his while that he asked me out on this date. So I would like think of all the impressive things. I didn't think I was interesting. I didn't think I was special myself. So I was so nervous going into dates because I was like, okay, what am I going to say to impress him? What if he asks about this and that? Like, what will I say? It wasn't until I shifted from the mindset of, I hope he likes me, to I hope I like him, right? It was still my Thursday night that I was spending with a stranger. It was still my heart, my time, my energy that I was spending exchanging messages with him, getting to know him. It's all an exchange of energy. That's what dating is. So when you're spending your Thursday night getting to know someone, getting to know this stranger, this person, it's just as much of a commitment of your time as it is his. And oftentimes I see women, I see my clients feel guilty when they're not available, when a man asks to see them, even someone they haven't met, even someone that they don't know if they like this guy, and they feel guilty. Like, oh my gosh, like, is he mad? You know, should I offer up another day? And the thing is, you have such a busy life. And when you are a woman standing in your truth, in your authenticity, you know at your core that a man is going to add to your world, not be your whole world. If you take one thing from this today, I want you to think about this. You are looking for someone to be an addition to your world, not to complete your world. So never feel shame or guilt when you're not available because you have a commitment, like you've committed to an evening with your girlfriends, you're involved in a really amazing emotional intelligence program or a book club, or you do like a mastermind, or you know, you made plans with someone to take pictures for your business, like whatever. I can name like 50 million scenarios. Never feel bad. Never feel guilty for that, because you living your own life, you doing what's true for you, you doing the things that light you up, not only is that so incredibly attractive to men, it's also elevating the type of person you're calling in. So know that the more you focus on yourself and your own growth, the person you're attracting, he's going to keep elevating. You're no longer going to be a match for someone who you were a year ago before you really did this work on yourself, right? Like the insecurities, all the things that held you back that you've now worked through, you've elevated. So the type of men you're calling in, they're elevating too. So I never want you to feel guilty. And what I also want to say, and this is something that I have my clients do, is you are going to get whatever you create space for in your life. So this is romantically, this is financially, this is with relationships, energy. I mean, it's all energy at the end of the day. So if you're committed to dating, if you're committed to meeting an incredible partner and you're like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, then where in your life do you have space for that? Okay. So is it like, if someone were to ask you out on a date tomorrow, when could you see them? If you met someone tomorrow and he goes, hey, I want to see you in the next few days, like, when can I see you? Do you have a space in your calendar? So what my clients get to do is they have a space in their calendar every week where they know they're going on a date. And they literally, it's like a placeholder in their calendar, in their planner, and it says date night. So subconsciously in their mind, they see, oh, okay, this Thursday I have a date. Whether anything has been scheduled or not, because they have that space, they're telling the universe, yeah, I'm going on a date. I'm ready wherever this person is. Whoever the lucky man is, he's going to get to take me on a date. And guess what? It usually happens that way. They usually always fill that time with the date. So whatever you're wanting in your life, look at where you're creating space. So also in your life romantically, like, are you hanging on to hoping something will turn around with your ex? Are you, you know, getting in a toxic situation? Are you in a situationship instead of a relationship with someone who doesn't make plans with you in advance, someone who doesn't honor your time, someone who tells you he doesn't want anything serious, someone who doesn't think of you, prioritize you, someone who leaves you hanging, someone who disappears, you don't hear from him for days, someone who you think about him and you literally get knots in your stomach? That's your body telling you that something is unsafe. Right? So if you're hanging on to that, where is your soulmate going to come in? Where is your, you know, your other, not, sorry, not your other half, the person who's going to add to your world, where is he? Where is he going to come in? Right? You have to have that space. So really take inventory of your relationships, of the energy you have. Like, what is an energy suck in your life? So really clearing that space. And what I want to really bring to you too is when you shift your mindset to that energy of he is lucky to be on this date with me. Like, will I like him? I hope this is a good way to spend my Thursday night, and not in a way where you're like, oh, is he going to measure up? It's a way of holding yourself at high value. High value women attract high quality men. Right? So to be a high value woman, you really honor your time. Like, your time is precious. So you don't accept, you know, being mistreated. You don't accept someone treating you like an afterthought, right? So when you go on these dates and you bring that confidence of, I'm really excited to be here. Let's see if this guy is going to be a fit for me. Instead of, okay, yep, he asked me on a date, like, he's so cute, I hope he likes me, right? Of course, hope for it to go well, have intention before you go on a date, say, I'm excited to connect with someone, let's see what's possible, right? And you go in with that open intention. But when you hold the confidence of, let's see how I feel about him, will this be a fit for me? He's really lucky to be on this date with me. Then watch how the date will change. Watch the energy. And then you can be in receptive mode and, you know, literally lean back in your chair and not feel like you need to put on a show and be exhausted. It's not an audition. This is your life. Like, this is not dress rehearsal. This is your life. And this could be the date you're going on. It could be your last first date ever. Have you ever thought about that? That could be the person for you, and you're going on this date with them, and it's the last first date you'll go on. So wouldn't it be great to show up authentically and in your truth rather than putting on a show and really putting a lot of energy out and being exhausted after a date? Because dating shouldn't be exhausting. It gets to be fun, light, enjoyable. You get to be swept off your feet. You get to date multiple people at the same time, has always been my recommendation. Because when you have that energy spread out and you're getting to know multiple men, you're less likely to fixate on one guy. And it's okay to have a favorite. It's okay to have that front runner, that guy that you really like, and you really want to spread that energy out so that you're not putting pressure on a situation that may not even be for you, because time will tell. Also, one last thing I want to leave you with. So I am reading Super Attractor by Gabby Bernstein. If you are a fan of her, if you've read it, please let me know. I'm really loving this book. So I love talking about it with anyone who's read it. And one thing she says is that rejection is protection. Okay. I will repeat that. Rejection is protection. So my interpretation of that is whenever we feel rejected, like someone doesn't ask us out on that second date, or like someone messaged me today and was like, I went on a date and he asked me to Venmo half, you know, and she's like, I'm really happy that the universe showed me he's not my person, right? That could have been interpreted as rejection. So know that rejection is protection, and you're literally being rerouted to what's meant for you. So, you know, rejection stings, and let it, like, sit with that emotion and know that you're being completely protected by God, the universe, source, some type of higher power, your spirit guides. You're being protected. Like, this person wasn't meant for you. Not now, right? So use that as a gift. What if rejection was a gift? And you're like, wow, thank you, universe, for my protection. This stings, but I trust you. I know you've got it. I know you're going to handle me. Like, you always take care of everything. Like, I'm just going to keep going. Imagine what that would be like to have that mindset. So anytime you felt rejected, or you saw someone's true colors, or you saw something you didn't like, and you're like, dang, I was really hoping it would go well with this guy, but I can see that we are not a fit and I am being protected. Imagine what that could do for you. What makes me so sad, and this is a mistake I see so many women make, is they will stop. So they will have one thing happen. They will have like one thing where, you know, the guy they like says that he just wants to be friends, which, P.S., if a man has the courtesy to share that with you and let you know that he doesn't see a future, that's a gift. Because the pain of being ghosted, the pain of someone like slipping out the back door, the pain of things not going your way, you not hearing from him ever again, that's actually way more painful than someone just straight up letting you know. It can sting in the moment, and it definitely will. But being left hanging, silence, that is a way bigger pain. And that's a way bigger slap in the face, in my opinion, right? So that's always something you can be thankful for. Just know that you're one step closer to your person. So he's on his way. He's coming. He's almost there. Like every day he's saying like, where is she? I know she's getting closer. So when I see women stop, like one bad thing that happens is they'll stop, then they'll delete the apps. And that's not what I want for you. I want you to keep going. I want you to have that rhythm. Right? How hard is it to start again once you're on the apps, you go on a few dates, and then you have a bad experience and you're like, ah, screw these apps. I hate them. I'm done with them. And then you delete them and then you end up reinstalling them like 3 months later and you're starting over. So I want you to stay in that momentum, right? And have dates every week. It's like, dating is a skill and it's a muscle. So in order to build a six pack, you wouldn't do a sit up just one, like you wouldn't do like 1200 sit ups in one day. What you would do is you would go to the gym every day. You would work out every single day. So that's what dating is. I'm not saying live on the apps and like be out flirting every day, but being in the energy, knowing that it's coming, is everything. So I want to thank you for listening to this, whether you are listening on live or listening to the podcast. And for those of you on Instagram on live, if you have not yet downloaded my podcast, the Mindful Babes podcast, I would love for you to listen. And as always, I really love when you reach out to me and let me know what you're struggling with, what you want to see more content on. That's why I'm here. I'm here to deliver to you at the highest level. And I'm so, so grateful for you. Have an incredible day. Thank you for tuning in to the Mindful Babes podcast. I hope you loved today's episode and got some takeaways from the message shared today. If anyone in your life would benefit from hearing this episode, please be generous and share it with them on your story. Tag me on Instagram at the Mindful Babe. And if you're feeling extra generous, please leave a review on the iTunes store. Your reviews are what keeps this podcast going, and I appreciate you so very much. Have an incredible day, babe.